Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, the show of shows on BBS and everywhere else. And I want to have a special thanks for Dave Wegenford, owner of the Tantalk Radio Network, for acknowledging that BBS Radio has the best sound and feed to his network he's ever heard. And I also want to acknowledge all of the people in Tampa Bay and all the way to Miami that listen to my show. We've got a huge response down there. And I had a really interesting conversation with Dave Wegenford, which I want to share with all of you. And that is that it was in the intent of BBS Radio and myself to get up on Sirius and XM Radio. But when we've done some research now, we found that the Sirius and XM Radio networks are losing a lot of money, like several billion dollars worth, and that very soon, and we'll announce how it's done, you'll be able to listen to bbsradio.com and 1340tantalkradio.com on the internet in your cars. Are you ready? In your cars, because that's where it's going. The power is on the internet. Wow. So, with that said, we're going to have a show on electronic healing machines tonight. And our guest is Jeff Lewis. He's coming on right now, and I'll have him introduce himself. Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Fred?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell our listeners out there, and there's a lot of them, how did you get into this business? Give us a little background.
Well, I've always been in alternative medicine most of my life, thanks to my parents. But
unfortunately,
when my mom came down with some cancer, at the time I was investigating technologies because at that point her cancer was too far gone, too aggressive. So I was trying to find something that would actually work in a short period of time with what we had to work with, and that's when I came across a similar technology like this, built by people that in the arena a lot of people have heard about, called like Royal Raymond Rife, Nikolai Tesla, Ed Skilling. I had to run right now to grab the phone, so I'm a little out of breath. Just give me a second here.
Yeah, take your time. No hurry. This show lasts an hour. It's a very relaxed show.
Yeah, I've been listening actually for the past hour to Don and Wynn and the prior show.
You listen to Don and Wynn show? Could you handle that? Those guys are out there.
Yeah, that was great. That was great, by the way. I wanted to call in so bad, but I'm trying to get other things wrapped up before I went on myself.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, I got into this technology. My mom came down with cancer, and I discovered something that Ed Skilling had put together back in the time when he was still building this technology back in Arizona, known as the photon sound beam. And since then, that technology has progressed quite a ways, and I started to design and build my own technology known as the biophoton, previously known as the OEM, which you're familiar with, Fred.
Right.
And what that technology is designed around is the stimulation of the lymphatic system. And it uses electromagnetics, uses light, sound, ozone, frequencies, radio waves, and various other forms of technology to actually stimulate the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, to aid the body in degeneration or what I call devitalization of pathogens such as bacteria and viruses and parasites and so forth. While stimulating the lymphatic system.
I remember when I first met you, you were working with the coral calcium down in Okinawa. Are you still doing that?
Yes, actually, I'm still with the original proprietary source on that one. A lot of the stuff you find on the market just does not work the same as the tea bags worked.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, coral got here back, I think it was in 98, when it was starting to get in the public mainstream.
Yeah.
I've been working with it ever since.
12 years?
Yes.
Wow. So, how long have you been doing the electronic technology?
Electronic technology has been about the same since about April, no, it was August. Yeah, August of 98 was actually when I first started the first prototype, and basically just building them for family and friends to have them so they could use, because it was such a useful technology. And then Alternative Medicine Magazine found out about it, wanted to run an ad. Tools for Wellness wanted to run an ad, and from there kind of just took off. And before you know it, I was just building them and getting them all over the world now.
Yeah. What all kinds of clientele do you have anyway?
In the medical realm, mainly chiropractic, but I do have quite a few MDs, but those are the MDs that are into the alternative realm. doctors I work with in Canada, Mexico, and some even here in the States that work in mainly natural realm healing with the alternative medicines.
So do you get a lot of revolutionary claims? You know, I know you can't make any medical claims, but people can speak for themselves.
Well, unfortunately, thanks to the powers that be, as Don and Winter, quite familiar with listening to their show, you can't say too much about what it can do. You can't even use testimonials anymore. But from personal experience and what I've witnessed it doing, I can't say anything short of miraculous.
Yeah.
With various tumors, various cancers, various pain, swelling, infections, a broad spectrum of modalities and uses for this type of tool.
Let's talk about these areas one at a time. One of the areas that I'm familiar with, the people have a lot of diagnosed in the wrong manner, are parasite problems. You know, there's worms, for example, when you run across a field in the south with your bare feet that will get up in your system, and they won't die in your system. They stay there.
Well, that's similar to this new bacteria that's out there apparently growing computer circuit boards with that is immune to silver, which was the biggest buzzword out there. Colloidal silvers and ionic silvers and scalar and gas state silvers that were just knocking this stuff out now is now immune to this stuff and actually mutating to it.
Wow.
So the technology has to be there as well. Again, these are all utilizing as tools because originally the technology is all within us. The pharmacy is within us, but it has to be activated correctly.
Yeah, it sounds like, I know, for example, that 3M, Minnesota Manufacturing Company, Mining and Manufacturing, developed a hybrid corn that was chemically grown, and the insects wouldn't bother it, but the ones that would had to have special, you know, chemically manufactured insect spray to bother them, and then the birds that ate insects, which they would be the normal predators of insects on corn, died. You know anything about that kind of stuff?
Well, what's the whole point of it? I mean, if you can do the same thing with this coral calcium product, give it to your crops, you have no bugs because they won't touch healthy crops. A normal functioning plant that has a normal, basically the lymphatic endocrine system, everything working properly, so to speak, as a human body would, that's functioning normally, the bugs will not go to that crop. They'll go to the crop next door that they're spraying the pesticides on or the other crops that they have the weaker pesticides on. They won't go to a healthy crop.
That's amazing.
So to even go that route, I genetic corn, I'm very familiar with it, and it's something we don't want to be consuming.
Yeah, I know, and then it causes birth defects like everything else in the system, you know.
Yeah, speeds the process of every other known disease effect going on right now.
So tell me a little bit more about parasites. Tell our audience, actually.
Well, in the parasite realm, there's a lot that beg to differ, and this whole thing of Lyme's disease that has been very prevalent. We're finding that it is something that everyone at one level or another has. Either they're carriers of it or they're infectors of it. And at one level or another, they're carrying it. And we're trying to find what actually works to break that type of parasite or spiral sheet, as they refer to it as, down and get to the encapsulation on it. And that's been through hyperbaric chamber, of course, utilization of the biophoton, because that's anything you can do to aid the lymphatic system in any healing process, whether it's an injury all the way to a serious cancerous tumor. You need something that's going to keep the oxygen levels up, keep the lymphatic system moving to get it out. Because you can break it up, we can kill it, we can stop these things. That's not hard to do. But getting it out of the body is a whole other process.
Yeah, and what are some of the symptoms of parasitic infections that are completely common?
Oh, common ones? Fatigue, headache, stress, spasms, muscle cramps, menstrual cycles for women not coming down, or very excessive heavy menstrual cycles. Prostate for men, the endocrine system not functioning properly, it just goes on and on and on and on. Anything that depletes the immune system, it's, you know, we can do like the doctors do and pick one piece of it, or we can just look at the whole. It affects the whole.
Yeah. By the way, anybody out there listening that wants to call in tonight, don't be afraid to give us a call. I'll put the numbers up in a second here. And so what kind of results have you had with patients that came in? Absolutely. I mean, first of all, have you had patients come in that have been to, or people come in, I should say, that have been, like, they've tried everything, they've got a specific symptom of a parasitic infection, and they suddenly find you, and then you get a result?
Yeah, and unfortunately, in those cases, they're usually, the doctors have said you've got, like, days to live. And that's when they usually finally decide they're going to go down to somewhere like Mexico where we work with, which, by the way, is very safe to go down to. It's not anything like what most people think. Once you know the right people, you're very taken care of down there. But once they finally go down there, they literally have days to live. We might give them a few weeks to a month or two more on top of that. Their families are very grateful for that. They're pretty much on their way out. In earlier case, my best case that I always like to talk about.
Yeah, I like
this one woman that I wish I had pictures of it. I think the doctor said he does, and I'm sure he does, so I told him to make sure he did. This one woman that had arthritic, a form of arthritic cancer in her hands. Her hands are completely just gnarled. She couldn't grab onto things, couldn't do anything with them, just all bent. She was a very young woman too, in her late 30s to early 40s, and she was doing many different chelation therapy treatments with this doctor and vitamin therapy treatments and so forth, and even some oxygen stuff. He finally got a machine from me after I talked to him about these for a couple years, and when he started using it on her, within 30 days, I came back to see another patient, and she was there. And her hands are completely normal. And I said, that can't be the same girl.
Wow.
And I asked the doctor, and he said, yes, in fact, it was. And she said, we had a lot of calcium deposits coming out of her system. Most of it came out through the bowels and the urine, but everything went great.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So anyway, I don't know if you knew me back when I was working with the National Health Federation in the 80s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when you and I first started acquainting ourselves with each other.
Back then, Betty Lee Morales was one of the forerunners and founders of the National Health Federation. It's huge now. They're out there today fighting, Codex Metrius. But in those days, Betty Lee had a place called Eden Ranch. And even though the National Health Federation was started, back in 1947, when they invented a device called the Deep Polar Ray with Fred Hart and Thomas Colson, and they came out with this infrared device that had a 44 megahertz output frequency with an infrared bulb, and they still have some of those in their museum. It seemed that in those days, arthritis, which was still a bit of a problem, would go away. Well, the FDA stepped in, and that's the first case that I know of stopping an electronic healing machine to come to market. So because the FDA stepped in, Mr. Colson and Mr. Hart in 1947 started the National Health Federation, which is international today. I got involved with it in 1974. I don't know how old you were, but I'm sure you were pretty young then. Betty Morales and John T. were... Dr. Donsbach, them, and a couple others were pretty much the foundation stone. We had Julian Whitaker, and we had Nathan Pritikin. We had some Pablo Arroa. We had some pretty famous John Christopher, the original herb guy.
Yeah, Julian Whitaker's still going strong down
here. Yeah, he's down here by us. I'm going to his Christmas party.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, he's down here in Newport. I'm actually going to his Christmas party. But these are the guys that started it. And Betty Lee and John T., when I met them, were probably in their early 80s. And I hung out with them for another 15 or 20 years. They were like about 100 or so. And then all of a sudden, John T. started having strokes and these symptoms of strokes. But they couldn't find the problem. And so finally, one day, he died of a stroke. And this guy, this Eden Ranch, I don't know if you remember them. They were very famous. They had some amazing products. They were up there in Topanga Canyon. And he died. And later on, when they did an investigation of his death, they found it was a parasitic infection, but it was so free. People didn't understand it in those days. Had he been treated for parasites and not blood thinning, he'd have lived. Well, then, of course, Betty Lee, who loved him very much, had been married like 50 or 60 years, like older than I am, marriage, she died later of a broken heart about 4 months later. It's too bad that we didn't know in those days what we know now about parasitic infections, and I bring this up because I see a lot of this now.
Well, Sabal, like I said, if I knew what I knew then, my mother would still be here. If I knew what I knew then, my wife's father would still be here.
Yeah, yeah. So this technology that Jeff is into is very, very important.
Well, if you have time for that, I'd really like to share the breakthrough stuff with the accelerator chair.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, that's something that we finally have a tool now that can address the root cause and root issue of disease, which is the dis-ease, the emotional blockage that causes the disease to manifest in the body.
Yeah.
If we don't address that emotional blockage, we can get rid of the disease. We can cure these diseases. That's not hard to do, but they will come back.
Yeah.
And they'll come back with a vengeance if they don't get rid of that emotional root cause.
Yeah. So, I mean, It's just like she died of the emotional root cause.
Exactly.
Her husband, who was one of my best friends, died of parasites. And this guy, these people were so jovial and so much fun. I traveled all over the world with these people, you know, literally on the other continent. And when he died, it was a shock. I mean, when he got sick, when he got struck down with the first seizure to the point he died, it was like about 12 months. It was quick. It came on fast.
Right.
And it wasn't what they diagnosed. It was actually, you know, a parasitic infection. Now, let's talk about lymphatic system. Talk about that a little bit. That's very important.
Well, very important. It's the body's most important critical system of the functioning of the circulatory system, because that's the body's basically your circulatory filtering system. It's your first guard to everything, and everybody's doing the filtered water now, so you understand what a filter, how important they are.
Yeah, explain that a little bit, because a lot of people out there are brand new to this.
Well, the lymphatic system is actually, there's actually as much fluid or more than there is in the circulatory system. Because lymphatic, not only the lymph nodes, the larger lymph nodes along the neck area and in the creases of the arms, back of the legs, and the groin area, and in the sternum area, in different parts of the body, there's lymph nodes. There's also lymph vessels. And those lymph vessels travel along every single capillary of the body, every single vein, every single blood vessel, bringing in nutrients, bringing out the trash, bringing in the good stuff, taking out the bad stuff. And unfortunately, doctors these days, when they see one sign of cancer in the lymph system, will actually remove those lymph nodes in that person's arm, leg, or part of their body. And if that person now just gets a simple bruise or a scratch, they can lose that part of their body. That's how important the lymph system is.
Yeah, because it's the, I call it the drainage canal for the immune system.
Period. Bar none. That's exactly what it is. If it shuts down, we die within hours.
Yeah, I agree. And the immune system is our consciousness, our ability to interpret. This is
reality.
My feeling anyway. To interpret a good feeling, a bad feeling, to be creative or destructive, or to enjoy our family life or not be able to feel it. That's all. A lot of that goes with the sensitivity and the functioning and the wholesomeness of the immune system. Would you agree with that?
Completely. Yeah. And all of that comes from prana, the breath.
Yeah, exactly. Explain that a little bit.
Well, if you want the cheapest, easiest thing that you can get here today on the radio to actually do that functions in the body the best, deep breathing, rebirthing, various forms of deep breathing exercises actually help the body to detox and actually activate the lymphatic system. Jumping on a trampoline, that's another best way, because, of course, you're going to be deep breathing as well, activates the lymphatic system and releases these emotional blockages that we carry.
Do you still have the trampolines?
Of course, yeah. You always recommend those to people, those little, you know, $19-$20 trampolines you can get, or you can always invest in the $300-$400 nice ones with the rails on them, but anything will work. I mean, I've had stroke patients actually get movement back in limbs just by bouncing their legs on the trampoline. They can't bounce it, so I got to bounce it for them for a few weeks. Then they start bouncing it, and then before you know it, they're getting feeling back. They're getting motion back. It's amazing what it does when you activate the lymphatic system.
Do you still sell those or not?
The trampolines?
Yeah.
No, but I refer people to where to get them, depending on what price range you're looking for.
Okay, and how can people reach you?
Either through the website or directly through the email.
Well, what is that?
The website is www.behealthynow.com. So it's 2behealthynow.com, all spelled out. Email address to reach me at easy enough would be sacredtech@cox.net.
Okay.
And there's also website links to the accelerator chair and coral calcium and other information on the biophoton there as well.
So let's talk about a little bit of the history of this, because obviously this was something that was nurturing itself in science long before you came along.
Oh, yes.
Give us a little history. Go all back as far as you can and tell us about the people and their adventures, because this audience loves stories.
Well, we can always go back to the beginning and start with, as far as I know, of Voltaire. Created plates that produced an electrical field, basically how batteries were created for that essence. And from that, and then actually even up to date, people can use basic D-cell batteries and put probes on one end of a brake and put another probe on the other end of the brake and heal that brake just by running electrical current through it. And that's known science now. Regeneration therapy, it's a known science. Regrowing limbs, known science, can be done. I mean, you know, the old, you know, severed spinal column, can't repair it, impossible to do surgery on. Again, put the proper currents through there, the body does the magic, healed. That can
be done. Couldn't have got Christopher Reeve on this before he died.
Oh, you have no idea how much I tried to get through to him.
What happened?
I just, nobody would let me through. You know, they got bigger plans. They don't want people like that around when they're looking at the money on the back end,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So talk about Ed. Tell us a little bit about Ed Skilling.
Oh, Ed. Well, I've only talked to the man a few times, and when I talked to him, he was actually not doing too good, and that's when he got out of the business.
Right.
I had happened to get one of his last machines he had built at that time, built actually by him. Now they're built by other people that I don't know if they're working with him or for him or what the whole deal on that is or how it's working out now, but there's a lot of ego in there is all I can tell you. And I just try not to get involved. I came up with this machine. It's real simple. It works great. It's very effective. It's based on the original technology. Ed Skilling built. A lot of what he's done has been changed, and people alter it or they try to improve it. Again, try to speed the healing process. That's not something you want to speed. That's something you want to take very slowly and allow the body to heal at its own pace. And it is just, if you're doing it within a few weeks, that's fast enough.
Yeah.
And these people want to do it within days. And, you know, so I stick with what worked. It's working great. It's very simple. It's very easy to use. There's an additional tube kit you can get for various applications. It can even be used internally as well for various uses. And it's very, very effective.
Yeah. So how is Ed? So Ed Skilling was like one of the groundbreakers towards your technology.
No, Ed. From what I understand, what Ed did is he combined other technologies that he discovered. It's just been, you know, progressing along the way. He combined other technologies. When there was one called the sound probe technology, and another one called the light beam generator technology, and found a way to combine them into a simpler, easier, smaller, more compact, functional device.
Interesting. What about Royal Wright? What about his machine?
Oh, wow. I actually know somebody right now currently who has some of his original technology, original crane, original Wright technology, right now in San Diego. And this guy's holding out because he's trying to make the money, and he's trying to, you know, he says he wants to bring it out right, do it all, you know, whatever.
If you're going to
do it. You've got the technology to heal people. That'll get the publicity you need. That'll get the money you need. And if you want to create a museum, create a museum. But he's just sitting on top of this amazing, amazing Rife technology and crane technology. Very effective. I've got the only thing I have as far as crane or Rife is an original crane device that was built when Crane back when Crane was working with Rife in San Diego.
What's that like? Can you describe it?
That's just a very simple frequency generator, like most of the frequency generators out there that anybody can buy and build nowadays.
Yeah.
That's again, the basicness of the biophoton. It applies frequencies without having to set any frequencies. It sweeps a spectrum of frequencies that gives the body the pick and choose what it needs, similar to multivitamins, and then the body can disregard the rest.
So do you know the spectral frequencies that it generates?
It generates in a range of 400 hertz, megahertz, into the range of 4,000 on a readable scale, into the hundreds of thousands in the oscillations.
Megahertz. Up
yes.
In the gigahertz range.
It will get into the gigahertz range, yes.
And what organs respond through those?
Depending on where you place the tubes, that's kind of the way the technology is designed. I mean, the sound probe technology will affect the whole body in a sense. But again, it's mainly designed around pumping and activating the lymphatic and circulatory system. So what's
the frequency of the lymphatic system, approximately?
Oh, I'd have to look that one up. You caught me off guard on that one, Fred.
Well, just give me an approximate range.
The frequency of the lymphatic system, that I would say is different in different parts of the body.
Okay.
I mean, it's for the lymph nodes or lymph vessels to grow, there could be a regeneration frequency, but that's where we're starting to play with the xenon gas now. Because we're finding the xenon gas
for regeneration. Well, first of all, before you get into that, explain to them about, you know, you got to slow down a little bit.
I'm trying. I'm a little nervous still.
Because we got a lot of people out there, and you're going really fast. And there are so many questions I know that are on their mind. And this is a fascinating breaking edge technology. So first of all, maybe what we should do is describe your device, what it looks like, and then we'll go into the tubes and the gases, and we'll break it down so people can understand, you know, what this gas does, what that gas does. These are all noble gases, why they call them that.
Okay.
First of all, and then we'll go into the sound. So just break down, you know, describe what the machine looks like.
Okay. Well, it basically comes in a white plastic. It's all plastic because of electromagnetics. Enclosure that's about 9 by 6 by 3, something like that. You know, it's a very small enclosure.
Right.
It comes in a carrying case.
A briefcase.
Yeah, a little handle briefcase, hard shell case. And it comes with two basic straight glass photon tubes, which contain a four-gas mix, the standard, what I refer to as a universal mix.
Right. And what is that?
It's a argon, xenon, krypton, and neon.
Okay. And then there's the sound device, right?
The sound probe. That's a whole separate technology by itself and can be used separately, but that's also an attachment and combined into this technology. So if you were to just turn on the sound probe and not the tubes, you can use that by itself. And that's just a small little box that's very small. I would say 4 inches by 3 inches by, you know, maybe a 3/4 inch thick.
Now, you have to be a rocket scientist to hook all this up or not?
No, sometimes people get a little scared that just aren't familiar with technology when they see all the wires, but once everything's plugged in, they see how simple and basic it is, and you just turn it on and that's it. There's an intensity setting in the middle, and that's just for comfort purposes. It doesn't really matter where you have it set. At the lowest setting, we've had some of the best results, so it doesn't have to be on the strongest. People like to turn it up for aches and pains and low back pains. They like to turn it up a little higher.
Now, what are the most common, what's your average clientele? Is there a particular thing that people buy? In other words, is there a specific area that you sell more into than another, or is it like a broad set spectrum?
Depending on where I'm focusing the energy, I guess, when I'm working more closely with the doctors in Mexico, then I'm selling them more for cancer patients in extreme serious situations. Working with a lot of the chiropractors I work with across the country and worldwide, it's more of just an overall general healing. Some of them become distributors and actually start distributing the machines to their clients so they can use them at home. It's a lot easier for them to do it that way. And they're used for just general colds, infections, swelling, pain, anything. You know, when my kids are come home sick with a cough or sniffles, I put them on the machine. The next day, they're back in school.
Yeah. Now, that's a big concern. So if I had a child and he comes home, you know, the big thing about parents getting, seasonal flu is not them running around in their neighborhood. It's the kids they have bringing it home to them, right?
Yeah. Well, just don't get the flu shot, whatever you do.
Yeah, well, we've had that covered. But you know what? Let's have your take. My audience has been well-educated on Tamiflu, which is just another form of angel dust with cyclohexane and piperidine or cyclohexene, and which numbs the front part of the brain, and they killed the, I don't know, we had this show back on about a year and a half ago on BBS Radio. We predicted there would be a real problem with the initial inoculations, and sure enough, they killed 75 school kids in Japan first week out with it over there.
Yeah, we heard about the new big push coming up at the end of this year, right?
No, I'm going to hear about it. I'm sure it's coming.
You don't want to hear about it. I'll make sure I send you an email on it. You can send it out to your people. I don't want to put anything negative into this show.
No, it's okay. This audience out here, they're used to everything. These guys out here, our listeners are bulletproof.
As far as I know, regardless of the whole thing going on right now with our rights to take vitamins and that and all that stuff happening internationally.
Yeah, we're working with Dr. Rainbow.
The Supreme Court has said they will not abide by that until something else happens. So that hasn't happened yet. So thank God we still have that right and we can still take what we want to take.
Yeah.
But it's just not getting good right now.
Yeah. So what is your feeling? I mean, you know, have you studied much about what's your take on these immune system? I mean, these flu shots.
Well, I mean, basically, you're getting the shot from last year or the year before. It's not going to do any good in the first place. And you're going to mutate into something else that you don't want to even have in the body because you have no idea what it's going to do, nor do they.
Yeah. You know Dr. Horowitz, right?
No, but I know.
Horowitz, you know who he is?
What's that? Yes. Yeah. No, I've spoken with his partner, Joseph Puglio, quite a bit. He's got one of my machines using it with the QXEI technology. Quite amazing.
So Dr. Horowitz is into this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now that's a big plus. He's got a show on this network.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, and Dr. Horowitz just won a ruling in Hawaii where they tried to, he lives over in on the Big Island, in Hawaii Island, and his kids were being forced to take flu shots, and so he wouldn't allow them to have them, so they kicked them out of the school, the kids that were expelled.
Uh-huh.
He went up the line through the court system and pretty much got the lady in the school system fired. It set a national precedent because of freedom of choice. And to show you how insane that is, back in a few years ago, back in the early 80s, I was working with the Wilton School System in Los Angeles, largest school system in L.A. And I was working with a superintendent, you know, and I guess we had 50, 60 schools up there. And we were working with Ritalin. And Ritalin is actually speed to adults, but it mellows kids out. And when you have a habit of feeding your kids sugar, which ferments into alcohol, they become very speedy. So what we ended up doing was we were putting 8-foot pyramids, the Portamid systems, which I know you're familiar with, in the school system, in the different classrooms, and the kids on Ritalin would be pushed, we would be asked to sit under the pyramid and during the day, and they could function. They didn't need the Ritalin anymore.
Wow. What about this word of headgear? That should work.
Yeah, well, the headgear, but getting a headgear, it was better to have a big tent, you know, desks in the tent. So what happened was we were doing really well with them. We sold a lot of portamids, the Wilton school system, but then one day I asked the superintendent, I said, you know what, why don't we just educate the parents on not giving the kids sugar? I know it'll put me out of business here, but I'd rather be out of business here.
Well, look up xylitol, Fred. Have you been reading about that? That's just amazing.
What?
Xylitol.
What about it?
It's a derivative of sugar. It's an alcohol. It's a sugar alcohol, from what I understand. It's sweeter than sugar. It doesn't have any effect on the body. Diuretics can take it. It's safe for the body. A company I work with, Nature Sunshine, carries it now. You can buy it in bulk anywhere. Xylitol. Check it out. It's just amazing. Replace sugar without all the effects and side effects of that drug. Sugar is a drug.
Yeah.
Period.
No, I think that's great. I don't eat sugar, honey, none of it anymore. I changed my system around, but most people aren't where I'm at in evolution, but the biochemistry, you know.
Yeah,
Bottom line was, back in these days, I said to the lady, she's a woman, and I don't want to bring her name up for privacy purposes, but I says, why don't we just why don't we get the PTA in here? Why don't we just talk to the parents? And why don't we just, like, talk to them about, you know, how when you give kids these candy bars and these sugars, which are 12 carbon atoms, it breaks down to 9 carbon atoms, ethanol, before it goes down to 6 atoms, carbon atoms, where its ATP molecule can utilize it. And she says, well, you know, Dr. Bell, this is a great idea, but we'll get sued. Yeah, and I'm serious, Jeff. They said, we're going to get sued if we make a suggestion. We can't even suggest to a parent that they ought to change the food intake characteristics of a child. We are liable for a law.
That's the biggest thing that I've always wanted to call in for these past two shows, is where they're talking about how they're going to get all this across to the people, and how these people just don't get it and they don't understand it. Blind ignorance, it's simply lack of knowledge.
We need to
get that information in front of them so they can read it for themselves and go, and that light bulb click on, because everybody in the world can tell them all the way up to their grandmother, and they're not going to get it until they see it themselves.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. As a matter of fact, from the studies that I've done, and this is backed up by a lot of show hosts around the country, only five, check this out now. This will probably blow your mind. 5% of America reads books.
Oh, my
5%.
God.
5%.
Is that a serious statistic?
That is a statistic, yeah.
A serious one, I mean, a correctly done one.
Yeah, yeah. I got it from Alex Jones, and he's got a hell of a show going over there.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and 5% of America reads.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, that's
being a
book media,
worm all my life.
Media and,
you know what I mean? I'm just over it. No wonder I'm so unique. I read books. Out of that, how many books do they read a year? One.
God.
So we're looking at...
what's that book about?
Probably
about violence and death and war,
you know,
and sex and things like that.
Sex and rock and roll.
Yeah.
I guess from that, probably 1% or 2% of America are bookworms, like you and I, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, but we're 2%.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wish I could say the same for my kids. That's one reason I'm just getting them out of the system. It's just...
Well, everybody, you know, I have a lot of friends all over the world, all over the country, very affluent people. They are pulling all of their kids out of the school system and doing homeschooling. All of them are.
Yay. Power to you. Good job.
Yeah. I know everybody I know that really cares about their kids is pulling them out and doing homeschooling.
Yeah, nothing wrong against the people in the school system. It's just the curriculum they're teaching. That's all.
Yeah, and with homeschooling, these kids, they have to take state tests on a regular interim to get their degree, and they ace them.
And most of them are acing them and way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I got another bunch of friends that are a little bit more advanced maybe than some, and their kids are at 10 years old or so, pretty much ready for college. They're all done with high school at 12 years old. And that's cool because I got my master's degree when I was just turning 18. A lot of kids today, I mean, a few select kids get a master's degree, a very few, maybe at 14 or 15. But there's a lot of American kids out there that are hitting 10 and 11 years old that are now going to collegiate courses. So, but they're not doing it through the school system, because the corporations, remember, push people through the school system so that they can have the pick of the crop.
Exactly.
And these illiterates get pushed out just to get a, keep the, you know, the grade point, the graduation process working, and they can't even read or write when they hit the street.
Yeah, well, thank God for the Internet now, because we can pretty much learn anything we want to learn. Now you can actually get the child learning what they're interested in learning.
Yeah.
So then they motivate themselves instead of you having to motivate them.
Yeah, that's true. And I know you got a couple kids, right?
Five now and two grandchildren, believe it or not.
Yeah, and what are your kids are doing? What are they up to?
Well, I've gotten most of them out here. Unfortunately, my wife right now is in California for the holidays. I'm out here in Utah getting the place set up for the winter.
Yeah, you got a nice ranch out there, right?
Yeah, nice 7-plus acres, two-story house, really, really nice. We got our own water, as long as it doesn't freeze, that is.
Yeah.
And got some snow coming pretty soon. Looking forward to it.
You were in San Diego, so how would you compare living out there next to your life in San Diego?
Oh, God. On the level of stress, from 100% down to zero, I'd say it's worth it. But as far as warmth, as long as you're warm and you keep warm somehow, you're fine.
Yeah.
But it's cold.
Is your creativity better?
Oh, big time, big time. I mean, I'm surrounded by nature here. It's just, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It's what I've dreamed of and asked spirit for all along, and I've got it, and now my kids love it. Wife's having a little bit of trouble with it because she's Californian all the way.
Yeah.
But and you'll see pictures of her on the website there using the machine.
I've seen her on that booklet you sent me. Okay, so now let's talk about noble gases. Explain to people...
Hang on a second, Fred. Since you mentioned the booklet, you might want to have people just give them a little heads up that they can download the book that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, this is a great book.
You can get it on the website. It says download the BioFulltime booklet here. Click on that. It'll download
we'll go
it
back
in
to the
website format.
Again.
What's that? To be healthy now, the number 2, BeHealthyNow.com.
Yeah. And if you want to purchase any of the stuff, either purchase it from Jeff or we're a distributor of yours, so we'll sell it to them.
Yeah, either
way,
it's the same price. There's nobody cutting anybody's throat here. It's not about the money.
No, I know. I don't really care. Either way, they buy it from you or they buy it from me. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I don't care. That's why I want everybody to have your website, not just mine. You know,
well, I appreciate
I'm not greedy. I want to share the wealth.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about noble gases.
Noble etheric gases.
Yeah, very important
the
subject.
If somebody really, really, really wants to get deep into it,
let's get deep.
John Fox's website, Helioron, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one if I can't find it right now. I'm on the Internet just searching a couple of things out.
Yeah.
John Fox, if you type in John Fox on the search engine, you should find his website, Helioron, something like that, or Helion.com, and it just gets deep into the noble gases, what these gases for, how the gases work. That could be a discussion of many hours in just one gas, per gas. And there's five or six of them that are known that are easily containable, and a few others that others haven't gotten, like niton and a couple other ones that are on the periodic table. But just to start with the basic gases and keep it real simple.
Yeah, keep it simple. I'll explain a little bit of it when you get done, but go ahead and do it.
To keep it simple, the argon gas was the original gases that Rife and Crane and these gentlemen used.
And that's in the green range.
Blue. No, argon is more blue. Krypton is where your green comes from.
Yeah. Okay, but argon is blue, but just so people understand that frequency of that is close to the thyroid gland, which is center of the body.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So go ahead.
And the one thing most people weren't understanding correctly is that the argon gases stir up cancer cells and viral cells that we're trying to get out of the system.
And by the way, just so people understand, that's a female energy, and from a yogic point of view, it's a yin energy.
I'm learning too. That's news to me. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah. But go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. So anyways, the argon gas will stir up and bring out these things so you can have other frequencies present to kill them. But a lot of times people weren't using the other frequencies of using other gases.
Yeah, you got to get the Pied Piper going and get the rats headed for the drink.
There you go.
So we got the rats moving towards the water hole. Now what do we do?
Well, when Rife started discovering that by using other gases and other spectrums of gas and frequencies of light, by changing that alteration and adding it to the argon, he can now bring them out and then devitalize them.
He could lead them to the particular water hole he wanted them to go.
Lead them to the slaughter, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So by playing with that, Rife and then Crane discovered by integrating other gases, the one they started playing with the most was helium. And helium is the big one. That's the one that activates the helium molecule on the blood cells, which is a lot of stuff that you get deep into talking about in your books and in seminars I've been witness to as well.
Well, it's one step down from the fusion process. It actually is part of the fusion.
That's where the energy, exactly. That's where the energy comes from.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fusion process, the hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And just since we're on the subject of hydrogen, I just want to throw a little blurb out, by the way, for people with the flu season coming up, something inexpensive to use is hydrogen peroxide, which we all know has been great for us.
Right, 3%.
Simple 3% mix in a spray bottle. You want to inhale it.
That's a good idea, actually.
You want to breathe in deeply, 3 or 4 squirts, 4 or 5 times a day, as much as you can do. Start off slowly and work your way up to that. But you'll watch some amazing stuff happen.
Oh, that'll please your lungs. That's a great idea.
You're going to be coughing up all kinds of weird stuff that's totally normal, and you'll probably be, your bowels will be a little foul in a couple of days with some strange stuff coming out, but don't worry about that either.
Wow,
you get
a major
viral kill off with this stuff.
That's like a New Age wives remedy.
And then there's a new thing on teeth, how people aren't taking care of their teeth right and actually eating up the enamel with the toothpaste and brushes they're using. They're supposed to just use a nice mild rinse with soap.
Yeah, I've never been a toothpaste freak.
So we can eliminate cavities.
Yeah.
Something that's never heard of, and it's been taken to the American Dental Association, and they're avoiding answering any response to it, of course.
Oh, of course. It's like, the Cancer Society, the cancer, they don't want to know about the cure for cancer.
No.
One out of four people works in the automotive industry. In our society, cancer's bigger.
Yeah.
But keep going with the noble gases now.
Okay. So we discovered, after playing around with these gases for quite a few years, that this universal mix of these four gases.
Now, what are the four gases?
Which you've got
helium,
I think I mentioned krypton.
Argon and what else?
Krypton's not in there. It's argon, xenon, helium, and neon.
Okay. We used to use neon in our red lasers.
Yes.
That's a hydrogen frequency-oriented gas.
Exactly. It also produces infrared.
And that would definitely be a good one to get rid of cancer. Because cancer is a will-to-live disease, which is first ray, which is red.
Oh, it's interesting you mentioned will-to-live, because that's, again, where the accelerator chair comes into play. So you got to get that emotional root cause.
Yeah.
The biophoton is just a tool of healing, aiding along the healing process.
No, I understand. I know what it does. I've sold a bunch of those for you, and I've used them around here. And I want the audience to understand them.
Sure.
And I want to get you loosened up so you can really explain to these people, because you're talking to a lot of people right now, and this show will be archived, and it'll be playing for a long, long time in the future, just so you know that.
Oh, this really makes me feel comfortable there, Fred. Thank you.
Yeah, just relax. I know you don't.
No,
I know you're
I'm
a recluse,
fine.
And you're one of these scientists that hides away in the hut, but I used to be like that. I just want you to get relaxed. You're on BBS Radio on Tantalk 1340, Voice of Tampa Bay, you're talking to a lot of people tonight. You have no idea.
This is wonderful. Thank you for having me.
A lot of people out there listening to you. And I guarantee you, we'll repeat ourselves. There's a lot of folks, especially down in Florida. There's a lot of people down there that go down to retire in Florida, more so than my listeners out here. But we're all over. We're in many countries with this radio. But down in Florida,
would you mind terribly if I put a spot out? Would you mind terribly if I put a spot out for a movie I'm currently working on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
yeah,
I'm just
going
to say it real quick. It's
going
to be a movie that I plan to be of epic proportion, like Ten Commandments or even the current movie of Troy.
Yeah.
Far beyond that. It's like the epic movie of the century, Academy Awards all the way across the board, called Goddess. And it is strictly focused around the true power of women.
Yeah, I hear about that. Women want to hear this. My God, you're going to be famous after tonight.
Well, I'm not looking for fame or fortune at any level whatsoever. I'm looking to correct the imbalance on this planet and get back to where we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the
a lot of men are
going to
argue with this, but they're going to have to let go, because as soon as they let go, as soon as they'll have everything they've ever wanted.
Yeah. So go ahead and talk about some more. Let's go through the gases now, and then we'll go into the tubes.
Okay. Well, the various gases in the four gas mix I found to be a very general, safe and effective gas mixture to use for everybody at any level of health, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, like a general purpose.
Yeah, general purpose. That way it's safe.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what? Explain to them, before you go any further, explain to them about a healing crisis.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
And
then
that can happen with one of your machines if they don't use it right, I would imagine.
That can happen
with wrong,
drinking too much
or not.
Yeah, that can happen with anything, drinking too much water. You start a detox process.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit, because you're good at this.
Well, when I typically tell someone to start with this technology, if they've never used anything like this before, electromagnetic, magnetics, magnets, whatever it may be, to start off slow.
Yeah.
Basically just holding the tubes in your hands for the first 5 to 10 minutes, that's it. See how you do for the next few days. Don't just jump on the machine for 2 to 3 hours like your friend John did.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Yeah, I do. He almost killed himself.
Well, yeah.
Henderson.
He wouldn't have killed himself, but he could have come close to being in toxic shock.
He's wearing by the machine today, and he's in great health. But I mean, this guy went through a major healing crisis.
Oh, big time. He was
started
up
a company called Isogenics.
Yeah,
he's a huge guy and a big player in the industry. Go ahead.
So that's something you don't want to do. He got the machine for the first time and used it for 2 hours straight and then just went to this huge major detox from a brown recluse spider bite he had. It saved his leg, but he just, you know, he's throwing up all this black stuff. He ended up throwing the machine in the pool, I heard. But after that, he ended up getting another one. But
John Anderson.
He's an eccentric.
He's a wild man.
But he saved the foot, and he's still around and doing good. But you just don't want to use it like that. You want to start off real slow. Most people, and even some of the most serious cases I've dealt with, don't have any major effect the first time. Maybe a slight headache if they don't follow up with a lot of water.
Yeah.
And then after that, in another day or two, they get back on the machine and they can actually start working on the lymphatic system or the T-zone, which is like the thymus, thyroid area, down the sternum, across the pecs, for women around the breast, underneath the arms. That's very important and critical for women in their breast.
Speaking about the breast, now, you know, carcinogenic substances have a tendency to go into mammary glands or fat tissue.
Of course they do, so do heavy metals.
Breast.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of women out there, now tell me, would you consider, I would consider, this is my opinion, I would consider using this machine, which is like a glowing tube, you know. It's like a little box.
Yeah, it's quite relaxing, by the way.
Moving it on your breast 2 or 3 times a week, I think is a great way to kill the carcinogenic potential.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I can explain that on many levels, from some levels of breast I've seen.
Without describing the breast too much.
You know, where we've got some major tumors erupting through the surface, and the doctors just want to cut the whole breast off, and we've had to keep going with it.
Yeah.
Situations like that, we're using like the black salve and the yellow salve to pull it out and get it out, but that's very painful.
Yeah. Now, which one of your probes, and you can go on my website or Jeff's and see them, which one of your probes do women use on their breasts?
Typically, you would use either the one you don't have a picture of, nor do I on my website. It's a large bulb. It's like a big, giant bulb, and you can put it on the breast a lot easier and get a lot more surface contact with the glass.
Okay.
Otherwise, the spiral pyramid, which on your website, you need to update the picture, by the way, because you've got the older machine.
We got a new website, Meister. Don Newsom from BBS Radio was doing it, but he's just overloaded. So I've got a brand new guy that's going to be doing great. Send me those pictures down, and we'll get that done.
But
this is very important. Women are very concerned about their breasts.
No, of course. But simple breast massage in the shower is some of the most wonderful things they can do, too, with some organic salts, you know, bath salts, and deep breathing. But something quick and simple, the BioPhoton. But there's a spiral-shaped pyramid tube that gives you a lot of surface contact for the tube. That's typically the one used for women with the breast. If they're doing it under the arms, they can just use the basic straight tubes or the L-tube.
That's the whole lymphatic system. Grand central station, by the way, is the armpits. I remember your doctor always asks you to raise your armpits and he feels them.
Uh-huh.
If there's something going on in your body, it's going to be there first.
Exactly, or the throat.
Yeah, or the throat, exactly.
Uh-huh. They check the throat first.
So how often do they do this and how do they do it?
It's something that's definitely safe to use every single day, because I did it when I first started using this technology, and it's safe. My wife, through the pregnancies, used it through both her pregnancies, and they were both fine. That's actually another great testimonial, by the way.
Yeah.
My wife, after we just had our first daughter, Sunshine, her breasts were engorged, and they would not release the milk, no matter what we did.
All the
basic
painful stuff,
heat packs, everything, nothing would release the milk. Drink a beer, nothing would release the milk. They got even more engorged. As soon as I put the BioPhoton, I wish to God I had it on video. I'm sure I'll get a chance to do it again, but as soon as the BioPhoton glass tube touched the skin, just touched it, I didn't even lay it on the body all the way, they just started squirting straight out.
Wow.
Immediately. And she's my biggest testimonial in this when it comes to pain. She used to have menstrual cramps when we first met, and she would take up to 800 milligrams of Motrin just to curve the edge off of it, soaking in hot baths all night, just extreme pain every month. I found out she was taking Motrin. I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? You're destroying your liver. You're killing yourself. Stop. Try the machine.
Right.
We tried one, inserted vaginally, the other one on the top.
Yeah.
And her menstrual cycle just flowed, immediately came down within about half an hour after the treatment.
So this will help. I know a lot of new-age women out there today, they get so involved with their movement work, not bowel movement or anything, but movement in their actions in the world, you know, their life purpose, that somehow or other they start not having periods anymore.
Well, stress will do that.
Or skipping them. This is a very common thing with what I call New Age women.
Yes.
Aquarian women. Not born on Aquarian, but Aquarian energy. So how do they use this machine?
That's a unique situation. I don't know. You might be able to help me with that one. Again, if it's a cycle situation, they might not want to have their cycles. I don't know. It depends on the woman.
Yeah.
But some women are happy not to have their cycles again.
Okay, now in another area, women are very prone to yeast and vaginal infection.
Yes.
How does this work?
Same thing. For yeast infection, usually within one or two treatments, it handles the infection.
That quick. And which probe? Is that the probe that comes with it?
The straight tubes are fine, or the tube kit contains a L-shaped tube, which is really good for that, too. I'm going to be designing some other tubes that are specifically for that.
Okay.
I've just been real cautious in this area because I'm very nervous about people putting glass inside of themselves. As long as they do it correctly, it's very thick. It won't break.
Yeah. Well, this technology started back, I know, in like 1920 when they had the old violet ray.
Yeah.
And that was in hair salons or something.
You can still find those on eBay, by the way. I'm looking for one right now as we speak. Those are amazing. They're still out there.
Yeah. Those are general purpose, breaking up, energy blockages in the body. They're not sophisticated like today's machines.
No, it's the wrong kind of current. It's not a structured current like your structured waters out there and all these things are structured. As, people are talking about that's the new word, is structured.
Yeah.
Which we've got a great new structured water out, by the way. Don Ed Hardy's carrying it, actually. Don Ed Hardy or...
They're up there in Salt Lake City or somewhere?
Oh, no, they're worldwide.
Ed Hardy
products are worldwide. They have the whole clothing line of all the tattoos and all that stuff that they're doing, where instead of putting tattoos in your skin, they put it on the clothing. All the celebrities are going nuts.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Oprah and Kirstie Alley just got some of our water, and they're going nuts over it right now, this whole new structured water thing. The water we're launching right now isn't even 10% of what we can do and what we're going to be launching in about a year.
So we're going to have to do a show on water then, aren't we?
Water is the key to all healing.
Oh, I agree with that. People are way under very
good
water, including myself.
We can stop wasting our time on the people, Fred, literally, and heal the water, and they'll come along right with it.
Yeah.
Because they have to drink it eventually.
Do you use your machine to process water at all?
Well, that's one of the technologies used in it. But we can treat the water with the basic biophoton when you get it home. You can just stick it in your glass of water and charge it up and then drink it.
Wow. Now, explain a little bit more, because we only got about 3 or 4 minutes left with your part of the show.
Okay.
Explain a little bit more about the different probes. I know you were telling me the other day when I was buying some of these machines for my clients, about some of the new probes and stuff that you have, mixed gas.
That would be the new, what I refer to as the regenerator bulb. That's its nickname so far, because it has a xenon and krypton gas mix. And what xenon, again, is for regeneration. It's also one of the most expensive gases to buy, by the way.
Yeah.
Very expensive. But that's used for actual regeneration. I don't have all my records in line yet, but I've regrown a tooth myself back when I was using xenon tubes. That I know for a fact was pulled.
A tooth.
So I've got to get my x-rays and records just to verify it before I start telling people about this. Unfortunately, I just did right now, but it's an experience I'm going through, where I actually have a tooth. Unfortunately, I don't want it there because it's a wisdom tooth, and I had it pulled during a root canal, and now there's a tooth there again.
Well, that's really cool. You should document that because, we had when we're kids, our DNA is such that our first set of teeth goes away. We get a second generation now.
Oh, yeah.
We might be on to something really big here.
Well, we can actually, our bodies are designed to grow 2 or 3 sets of teeth in a lifetime. You can actually do that by applying the right frequencies to the body again.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. there's a little toy that's been going around called the Tooth Fairy, and I think the biophoton regenerator bulb by far is surpassing that. It's just more effective because we're actually driving more of that kinetic energy and that photon energy and nutrient energy, it's a photonic energy into the cells.
Wow. Well, people, understand that life force comes down through the planes. It comes down from the etheric plane.
Exactly.
It comes down through the medianic plane. It comes down through the astral plane into the physical plane. I've left a few steps out, obviously. But it's all, the transmitter is called the omegon in nuclear physics, which is that of light, and light transmits down in a physical particle known as a photon.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the characteristic of the photon, will deliver that energy to that structure in the DNA that will absolutely start to replicate it. So you can take an area, I know for a fact, you can take DNA and add light to it in the right frequency, the right photonic frequency, and it will cause a gene to form. The generic structure comes from the higher planes, not the lower planes. Well, I know a lot of genetic science looks at the gene structure as what you were born with, and then it decays from there. But I know for a fact that's true. But you can do something about it, and that's why these extraterrestrials.
Let me ask you a question about this, then, Fred, because you might have a little more knowledge in this. You say it degenerates. Do you believe it degenerates as a normal process or degenerates because of environment and things that come into the body?
Environment.
Period. Okay.
Not
so
a normal process.
We agree there. Okay. I thought we
normal
agreed.
Process, it would never, it would replicate.
Exactly. Our bodies are immortal.
And that's called immortality.
Exactly. Like, we are all immortal, every one of us.
Yeah.
It's not because of what we do to ourselves that we shorten our lifespan.
That's exactly right. But we accept, you know, we give the divine pledge to mortality by accepting the governments and the wisdom of the
yes.
the ignorance and the
of
ancients.
Men. Yes,
and then we end up, you know, when you accept that, energy follows thought. You think it, you hear it, you breathe it, you see it, and you witness it.
Yeah.
You go to a degenerative process because that's what you see in this world. I don't accept it.
No.
I'm 63, and I got more energy. I'm in great shape. I'm in better shape than I was when I was 20 because I don't accept that. I don't know where I'm going with all this, but I know your machines work. I've used them. My clients use them. Everybody loves these things.
I'm with you. What you believe is what you feel is what you put out. That's
another thing I put out
is to make sure everybody sees the movie called The Secret. Just
yeah.
incredible. Have you seen it yet, Fred?
No, I haven't seen it.
Make sure you see it. It's on. There's a link on my website to the movie, and you can watch it online for like $4, $5, or you can just order the DVD. But you will want to watch it over and over and over and over again. It's truly the secret that the powers that be have always used to suppress the societies, this planet, and everything else.
Okay, cool. Now we're coming down to the end of the show here, so what I want you to do, you got about a minute left or a minute
okay.
and a half. I want you to let very slowly give out your phone number, how to reach you, and so people can follow up from this and get a hold of you. Your email address, go for it.
Okay. Our website again is www.2 and then spell out the words BeHealthyNow.com. The associated website that also has links is Accelerator Chair, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-O-R, Chair, C-H-A-I-R.com. And from either one of those, you can get to the BioPhoton as well. Phone number to reach me at any time, which Fred has on hand as well, is 619-420-5959. And email addresses, I've got several, but I'll give you my direct one, which is Sacred Tech, S-A-C-R-E-D, T-E-C-H at cox.net.
And repeat that one more time.
SacredTech at cox.net.
Yeah, that's very important. All right, Jeff, we're winding down. I'm going to my ending thing here at the show. I want to have you back on. I want to, you know, I haven't even gotten to your accelerator chair
yet. Oh, God, Fred, there's stuff we could talk on. I could just take up programs upon programs. If you're interested, let me know. I'd love to share this with people.
No, we're going to have you back on. This was your first time here. We got to break you into our BBS audience.
There you go. Well, I hope I did okay. We'll see.
All right. So you're done, and thank you. And now we're going to the last segment of the show. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you
soon. Thank you, Fred. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
All right. We're going into Hot Rod to Hell. That's, everybody loves Hot Rod to Hell. Tonight, my subject with Hot Rod to Hell is bean counters, ones that count beans. And tonight, I'm directing this to Home Depot. I'm sure that everybody out there in the world goes to Home Depot now. They bought up and destroyed all these little stores. Back when Home Depot started, I thought it was the greatest thing since bubblegum and rice pudding, which I don't do either of anymore. But, you know, that was me then. When I used to go to Home Depot, I could get the coolest mirrors. I could walk in there and get hardware, you know, little brackets to mount two-by-fours from beam to beam. I could go in there and get oddball screws and all kinds of strange stuff. Now when I go to Home Depot, you go in there, they don't have the fancy mirrors anymore. And I asked the guys that work in there, why don't you have the fancy mirrors and all the strange hardware it used to have? And they go, you know, I don't know. So, you know, that really bothers me, you know. And the attitude of Home Depot, people that work in there, I think they're used to hearing that there's things that aren't there. So I have to go to other building supply stores now to get exotic things because it takes a little extra energy to order the specialized items that everybody wants. And I think the bean counter looks at it from a point of, well, we don't want all the clients. We'll just take the stupid clients. Well, that's because they're stupid. But what I want to say tonight is all you goddamn bean counters out there at Home Depot that have ruined the selection of products for all of us customers,
and made it miserable to walk into your store, I want you at Home Depot to take a hot ride hell, a hot rod ride, into hell. Bean counters, go away.
I love you.